Joining us on the line from the John Price Law Firm, it is John Price. How are you doing? Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween, Critic. I'm doing pretty good. We're taking a little break in here to talk to the Bridge listeners about Halloween safety. So I got a couple of members of my staff and some attorneys in there with me. And good to take a little break and talk with the music man himself, the legendary Critic.
So, well, thank you very much. I should be a rock star for Halloween. Who should I dress up as?
Jim Morrison?
All right, I can do that. I can do the Lizard King. I can do anything.
Every time I turn around, you're saying, come on, come on, come on, now touch me, baby. So,
Maybe I will go as Morrison tonight.
Yeah, it'll be kind of freaky.
But Halloween safety, that is very serious.
Well, I'm not here to run anybody's parade, okay? We're going to have a good time tonight. I know the Bridge listeners will have a good time. But, you know, the Bridge listeners are very conscientious people when it comes to safety, and especially looking out for the safety of children. So, you know, you want to have some fun, but first of all, let's keep an extra lookout tonight for the kids, because there is a higher duty of awareness at times like this when it's an event, a night, a certain time of the day, time of the year, rather, when we know that children are going to be out and about and it's going to be dark. So you got to go slow and you got to maintain a higher awareness. You got to watch and keep an extra lookout for kids, because kids have a childish impulses, that's what the law calls it. Their children can be very impulsive and react to childish impulses as opposed to a rational thought. So just because they run out from a car doesn't necessarily mean it's their fault. You're supposed to keep a good eye on them. And I talk about the Halloween costumes, you know, we want them to be safe. Make sure they're a good fit, that they're not too loose to cause them to trip. And that's all that they're not too tight where they can't even move. But you look for flame retardant safety costumes. And you'll see a flame retardant certification on there. Look out, too, for as far as the mask. They need to fit so they don't impede visibility. The kids need to see where they're going, and they need to be able to keep a lookout for cars and so forth, too. And, you know, a lot of the costumes are going to be dark because, you know, it's all about being dark and hideous and horrible and, you know, the macabre and everything. So that's one thing to have dark costumes. It's going to be a given, I suppose. But if your kid's wearing a really dark costume, it might be a good idea to put some reflectors on the back of them, or maybe on their leg part or something. So it's just an added factor of visibility. And it's a good idea too to carry flashlights with you. Let the kids carry some flashlights. You carry a flashlight. That makes you more visible to other motorists, and plus you can see where you're going. And as far as your home, you know, Critic, we're inviting a lot of kids to come by the house tonight, come on the porch and knock on the door, and we'll give them candy and all that stuff. But guess what? It's a good time to make sure that your home is a little bit safe. If you got that rotten board that's been sitting there hidden from everybody's view for the last couple of years, it might be a good time to replace that rotten board. The thing, too, is electrical cords. You know, a lot of people like to set out, the Halloween decorations and electrical decorations, you know, with the lights and everything.
Yeah.
So let's don't use the electric cord like I saw you use with one of your band members here a while back. It was very exposed and just dangerous and sparking the whole time as part of your light show, and it wasn't meant to be. We want them electrical cords to be, you know, to be safe, be covered up, and not present a tripping hazard. And one final thing.
Yes.
People, this has really gotten popular here lately. People like to dress up their dogs for Halloween. or Fido likes to, you know, little Fido likes to hang out by the front door when the kids come up. But you got to remember, this is a unusual event for these dogs, for strangers dressed kind of funny to be coming to the house at this time of night. They're not used to that. So be careful. You know, you got a nice friendly dog, they may get a little protected. They might get a little freaked out by the whole thing. Dogs tend to see more with their nose first than they do with their eyes, you know. So a lot of strange smells in the air, all the candy going back and forth. And remember that because children are more likely to be on the eye level, the same face level as a dog because of the height and so forth, depending, of course, on the size of the dog and the size of the child. But I think you see what I'm saying. The dogs are more likely to feel threatened by a child than an adult. And, of course, there is a dog bite. Very often it may come to the face of a child. So we want to be careful of these things. You know, Halloween's a lot of fun, but let's keep it fun and safe, okay? Critic, I know you're interested in that, because you're always looking out for everybody's best interest on the Bridge. And I knew you'd pass this message along. That's why I appreciate it so much. And I appreciate you.
Thank you very much. JohnPriceLawFirm.com since 1985. Keeping everyone alive with John Price.
Keep us staying alive for 105.5, baby. Woo!
Happy Halloween to you, John Price. We will talk to you very soon. And he is John Price on the Sound of Charleston, 105.5 The Bridge.
Happy Halloween.